Hi, this is NASCAR driver AJ Allmendinger, driver of the number 16 Andy's Frozen Custard Chevrolet, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
You're as cold as ice.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line the man behind one of the best sweet treats out there. Lots of Chicagoland spots, 14 states and counting, Andy's Frozen Custard, and the man behind the wheel of the number 16 Andy's Frozen Custard Chevy, always near the top of the NASCAR Xfinity standings this year. He's a Cup Series driver, IndyCar driver, Champ Car driver, broadcaster, the one and only AJ Allmendinger, and president of Andy's Frozen Custard, Andy Kuntz. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Appreciate the time. You bet. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing okay. It's leading into summer, and this is where the bat signal's out, and we need a guy like you, Andy. You've got lots of fans of what it is that you do. Yeah. Of course, super cool to bring smiles to family and friends with the sweet treats, but you, as a fan of motorsports, racing, NASCAR, to bring your brand not only to racing, but to your own race. I mean, that is just about as cool as it gets. How did that whole thing come together?
You know, it's just we're a small family business, and we've grown up, and we've continued to expand, and we'll celebrate our 100th store here in a few weeks, and we just feel like this is a great way to let the world know a little bit more about Andy's, and it's just a great opportunity. We're big racing fans, so it feels really good, and it's exciting, and you know, we love it. I mean, there's a lot of other things you can do to promote your brand, but we believe in racing. We believe in you know, the promotional side, but we also love the sport, so we're very excited.
Yeah, I mean, you can get into racing in a bunch of different ways, but to get in with a guy like AJ is great. You guys are in some really capable and some of the best hands that you've got. And AJ, you're having a great season, a lot of success so far. Talk a little bit about college racing. Talk a little bit about how you're combining, obviously, your talent with the teamwork, and that teamwork also as sponsors. You know, it's great to have good sponsors in racing. Sometimes all sponsors are good. Let's establish that. But some sponsors are even better. And this is a fun one. Talk about how cool it is to be with Andy's.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's just great to be back full time. And, you know, Matt Colleg and Chris Rice, all the men and women at Colleg Racing, give me this opportunity. You know, we started 3 years ago in 2019, and it was just part time. I kind of didn't know what I was going to do. I'd parted ways with my Cup team and had signed with NBC Sports on the broadcast side of it. So I didn't know really how much racing I was going to do. In a way, it was a good needed break, and this relationship has built over the 3 year period to where we're back full time in the Xfinity series. You know, this is a young team. It's only 6 years old. Matt Colleg, Chris Rice, they started this team 6 years ago and have steadily built it in the right way, with one car, then to two cars. Now we have three full time Xfinity cars at Colleg Racing. We've run some part time Cup schedule this year between myself and Kaz Grala. And, you know, a part of that, as we just talked about, is bringing new sponsorship to our race team, to NASCAR, and you know, with Andy's Frozen Custard. And I was fortunate enough to meet Andy and his family last week at Texas, and I can't wait for the partnership, because it's what it's all about. Our sport is about the fans. They're interactive, the fan base. And when we can bring sponsorship to a race team and to the series especially, it just keeps growing the sport. And it was, what, about 105, it felt like, at Texas. So not a bad sponsor to have when it's that hot.
Right.
When you can have some frozen custard to cool down, because let me tell you, it was 150 degrees in the race car, and I needed to be cooled down just a little bit after the race.
So instead of just like the blower or maybe the water tube, do you have an ice cream dispenser in the car, AJ?
We're going to work on that. You know, we're definitely going to, you know, the part of it is we got to try to keep the weight down when it comes to putting extra things inside the race car. But I may just trade in the air conditioner and the helmet fan for the frozen custard dispenser.
Before we, like, let's talk a little bit about that, because with a young team, and racing is hard, let's just establish that. And young teams out there, you can have all the best intentions and even some decent funding, but if you don't have what it is that you need in all those other aspects, talk a little bit about your experience being not only an experienced Cup driver, IndyCar, even on the broadcast side. And I think for sponsors, that's important too. You've got to be able to share that message. Not everybody's really great at that, but talk about how this is a great fit for this young team with you, where not only are you helping them do what they do, but you're right up there at the top in the standings.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great season. We're second in the points, And in a way, I go back to these racetracks. Texas is a perfect example. I hadn't been there for 3 years. I've never been there in Xfinity car. So a lot of these races, I'm almost kind of showing up still feeling like a rookie, like especially with no practice. A lot of these races, we don't have any practice. You show up, you drop the green. So I have to use the race as it goes on through the first stage and the second stage to learn what I want in the car. And but it goes both ways. You know, with Colic Racing, you know, we're building together. They've given me this great opportunity, and it's really – and a lot of teams say this, and I've been fortunate enough to be part of a lot of teams, and some are and some aren't, but this is truly a family atmosphere, and we have each other's backs. We're not easy on each other, believe me. I mean, we will tell it like it is, whether it's Chris Rice and Matt Colic talking to me about my driving or me telling them about the race cars. We're not easy on each other, but we know we have each other's back, and it's that family atmosphere that makes it so much fun on and off the racetrack. And that was something, just meeting Andy and his family, that really stood out to me. Was, you know, and Andy could talk about it a lot more, but I mean, it's a family company. It's been family run for what, 35 years, I think he said. Yep. And yep, to have that, yeah, to have that family atmosphere in a sponsor, come to a race team that has that family atmosphere, it just really makes an even better fit. We love all sponsors, don't get me wrong, but right, when you can kind of use that parallel and show a new sponsor like, hey, this is what this team's all about, and the sponsor shows, hey, this is what we're all about, it just really builds that partnership.
Well, I mean, this is working, all the different moving parts in there, and to be with a sponsor is one thing, but to be with one that is moving, that is really a fan of the sport, sees the big picture, I think is really great. So, Andy, it's the Frozen Custard 335 coming up at Texas Motor Speedway in October. It's a multi-year deal. Talk a little bit about that, the excitement of having your own race, and then also to how fans maybe can get involved if there's ways for them to do that. I know with Austin Dillon recently, you created a special kind of frozen custard creation for that, how maybe the team members, you know, the 2000 plus at all the Andes, how they're going to be able to benefit from this. What's in it for everybody with Andes?
You bet. Yeah, so we're excited. The 335 is going to be a special day for us, and 35 being the 35 years in business, and so we're very excited to announce that and put that in the front. And we're very honored to be saddled up with AJ. I mean, he's a great guy, a veteran driver. Like you said, he's second in the points, and he's just doing an incredible job. My God, did you see that race in Ohio? I talked about it the other day, and I mean, that was amazing, getting the pit penalty was 17 to go. I think it was 17 to go. And I don't know how many – you'd led most of that race, hadn't you, AJ?
Yeah, I mean, we had a fast race car, so we had to use it.
Yeah, I mean, so he gets the penalty and goes to the back with 17 to go and still wins the race. So, I mean, the guy is a great – so we're very excited. We're, you know, and yeah, you mentioned the three crete, and we're excited. We've talked about the Almendinger concrete maybe, and I don't know what's going through – we have almonds in our store, and I don't know if AJ likes almonds, but I think that would be very exciting. And the response from our customer base has been great with the three crete and Austin Dillon. But I love what AJ was talking about, the family of NASCAR, and that is so true. You know, whether it's Colic Racing or RCR or any of these guys, it is really a family built business, and you can feel it and you can see it, and I think that appeals to us probably as much as anything. And so it's a great fit all the way around. I mean, we're thrilled and honored to be a part of this.
You mentioned a great fit in Chicago. Andy's has been a great fit too. I remember back in 2013, I'm pretty sure I was the first one to bring, it was the pumpkin concrete. I brought it into the studios at WGN Radio when I think you guys were relatively new in the market, and I was excited to go ahead and do that. So I've been a fan for a long time of Andy's. So let's talk, as we let you guys go, different locations. I know there's a bunch in Chicago and 38 states in Canada with WGN. So what's next for Andy's, and how can people keep up to speed with everything going on?
Well, we're still growing in Chicago. We have 14 units. We just opened Palos Heights. You know, and I'll say it, I've said it many times, I love Chicago. It's a great city. It's a city that has a real heartbeat. And I mean, you know, there's not a city to me that a cold beer, a hot dog, and a baseball game or something like that means as much to the people in Chicago. And so we think it's a great fit. We love the city. great restaurants, but we have 14 stores in Chicago. We have two more that'll start construction probably the end of this year, and one of them will actually have a Chicago, Illinois address. A lot of our stores, or most of them, are in the suburbs, so we're excited about that. It's on a North Lincoln Avenue. We have another store going in LaGrange, and so we'll always continue to build a couple stores every year probably in Chicago. And then overall, we'll hit, like I said earlier, we'll hit 100 stores this year, and we'll add another 12 after the 100. We'll probably finish at 112 or 113, and we'll continue to grow. We're a lot focused on right now south and east, a lot of development in Tennessee, Florida, still some in Missouri, certainly Illinois, Arkansas, those states. But I don't like to talk big numbers all the time and this many stores. It's about the communities that we go into. It's about the people that run the stores. You got to have that connection to the communities, and that's what I love about Chicago. Every one of these communities is its own identity, and they love Andy's, and it works. But it's not about how many stores we can build. It's about how many great stores can we open, and the team members that can be part of it and grow with us. We love that.
Yeah, it's about meeting the demand. We've got a lot of custard fans in Chicago, and you're going to have to build a lot more stores. It's exciting to see all the different ways. You can barely keep it straight, right? There's so many different places where Andy's is going to be a great fit, and you're going to bring them with. And it's exciting stuff to build into what it is you're doing on the racing side, and to have a guy like AJ Allmendinger there driving the car, riding shotgun with him, right, towards hopefully when we get into October at the Andy's Frozen Custard 335, what will be an Xfinity Championship. That's totally within the realm of delicious possibilities. And AJ, as we let both you guys go, for people on the social media side, want to keep up with you and all that social media, whether it's online, where can they go?
Yeah, I mean, for me, my personal Twitter is at AJ Dinger. And, when it comes to college racing, they have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. So, my life really is based on the racing side of it, at least, is college racing. And so that's where they can keep following and keep building. We're already locked into the playoffs. And, that's what's great about this partnership with Andy's Frozen Custard at Texas. It's a big race. It's in the playoffs. It's a chance to move on to the next round. And so what better thing to go out and have a new sponsor and win their race, hold into victory lane.
It'd be pretty awesome, man.
Literally, no pun intended, it is as cool as it gets. And so excited for the partnership.
Yeah, it gives me goosebumps.
Right? I know so many fans are going to be excited to see you guys. Of course, get all that custard, but I'll see what's going on the track as well and all of that action leading up. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And thanks again for all you guys are doing. Thanks for taking time. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Good to be with you, AJ. And thanks, Dane. I appreciate it very much. Appreciate your support to Andy's Pumpkin Pie Concrete.
You bet. Way back in 2013. It's very cool, too. A little think tank thing is, here we are contemplating the Allmendinger. You're going to have to come up with that. And so AJ, if you have maybe a nut allergy, we'll have to get some sort of, some workaround, I guess, right?
Oh, there's no allergies. I'll be digging into that. So I'm good. It's like anything. You let the creators create, and I'll just enjoy it.
And you'll just race. We'll see you in victory lane. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day.